841 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, the Carl Sandburg College men's basketball team off to a 10-2 start to their season. They've been getting some votes in the NJCAA Division II polls over the last 4 weeks. The only losses so far to teams with a combined record of 15-3. One of them ranked fourth, Milwaukee Area Tech, 8-1. Kalamazoo Valley, 7-2. So a pretty impressive start to the season for head coach Ryan Twaddle and his squad. And the coach joins us this morning. Ryan, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning. My goodness, off to a fast start at 10-2. And I know that's not the polls and that's not what it's all about, but it's nice to start getting some recognition for, especially for the kids and what they're doing.
Absolutely. The kids, you know, they know before we know half the time. You know, they come in and, hey, did you see this? Did you see that? And, you know, we're kind of preparing for our next opponent or worrying about correcting mistakes we're making. And it's great to see the excitement the kids have.
Well, talk about this year's team. You've had to, we'll talk about some of the cool things that have happened so far mm-hmm. this year. But you got 11 of your 13 players are from the state. Mm-hmm. And the furthest Rockford and Springfield. I know first off, you do recruit mm-hmm. the local area. People need to understand that you do, mm-hmm. but there's not always somebody that fits with your program in the immediate area either, or they don't always necessarily, you don't win that recruiting battle either.
Yeah. And, you know, it makes it tough because there's so many schools, whether it be junior colleges or 4-year schools
yeah.
within an hour to hour and a half of us that, you know, if there's a really good player in the area, there's many schools after that player. And, you know, it's, you know, you win some, you lose some. And that happens to everybody. We want area kids. We want kids from this community on the team. We want them playing. But sometimes, you know, one thing we get a lot is sometimes kids like to go away to school. And, yeah. you know, you can never fault a kid for that, although we hope that they decide to stay home.
Well, I know one thing, talking with you and Mike Bailey and some of the other coaches over the years, there's this stigma, and mm-hmm. you've been trying to get rid of that, and I think you have been in some respect. I know Mike's had a couple of, on the women's team, some of the local girls, Galesburg girls in particular, and some other local ones, that getting rid of that stigma of their friends or whoever, you're just going to Sandburg.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you go to Blackhawk? Guess who you're playing?
Yeah.
You're in the same conference as though, you know, I I've talked with Mike and you, I think you as well about this, that the level of competition, I also don't think people understand how good the basketball is. I don't care whether it's Division III or community college at the Division I or II level. I think people need to understand that you have to be a really good player to get playing time at
yes.
any level once you get out of high school.
Yes. No, that's without a doubt. You know, freshmen at any level sometimes have a hard time coming in and playing right away. Their big thing is, well, if we score, we score, we score, we're going to play. And it's more of, well, you got to be able to play defense, know the rotations, know what you're doing defensively. One of the things actually coaching golf that is interesting to see is, you know, we talk about this at the National Golf Tournament quite a bit as coaches. Junior college is much more acceptable in the South than I think it is in the North right now. You know, you go down there and kids that are in the playing golf at the junior college level in the South, they grow up wanting to go to junior college because it saves money. It's a much better financial decision, and they understand that. The North, there still is that little bit of a stigma of, you know, oh, they have, you know, everyone in junior college has bad grades or they're bad
right.
kids or they're, and it's no, they're, these kids are making really good financial decisions for their future. You know, they get the same degree if they transfer to Bradley from Carl Sandburg. If they go there for 2 years or 4 years, Bradley's given them the same degree, and it's a much cheaper route to go.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, it's great to see kids. It's starting to change a little bit. Kids are starting to understand with the student debt crisis. They're starting to understand that maybe community college is a great thing to look at a high school.
Which is actually kind of a cool thing because it makes everything more competitive, not only athletically, but in the classroom academically as well, because you got a lot of really good students, like you said.
Yes.
It's not that all these kids couldn't make it or couldn't qualify to get into a 4-year school. It's mm-hmm. because they're for those financial reasons. So it kind of makes things more competitive overall.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one thing that's really helped us, I think, on the basketball court is we have gotten a lot better students recently. Because, again, students are starting to recognize that we can save quite a bit of money by going to a community college. And it's funny that as our GPA has increased as a team, our play on the floor has gotten much better as well.
That's really cool. Ryan Twaddle is the head men's basketball coach, Carl Sandburg College. They've started the year 10-2. They're receiving votes in the NJCAA Division II polls. Coming off back-to-back 20-win seasons. You know, it's really interesting. You talk about the grades, and I think at that level, it's also really hard, especially for those Division II schools that you don't have on-campus housing. Mm-hmm. It's that much harder because you have to be, as a student-athlete especially, that much more disciplined to go to class, to go to practice, to do your homework.
Yeah. I always tell kids, you know, the hardest part of college is going to class because, you know, that's the biggest transition from a senior in high school to a freshman in college is because there's no one's there to make sure you're awake and going to class. That is the hardest battle. You know, right now if kids stay up all night playing Fortnite and their alarm goes off at 7:30 in the morning and they hit snooze, you know, that's usually how kids get behind. If they're putting the effort to go to class, they usually do a good job and put the work in and get their assignments done and do well.
Well, yeah, and the schedule now, because no Friday classes anymore, right?
Yeah, correct.
I mean, you're going Monday through Friday, and, you know, you could be, especially if you have early, like an 8 o'clock class, I mean, you're done and out of there 11 or noon sometimes. And you got your afternoon to do, you know, for your practices and whatever homework you got and everything. So you got a pretty good day ahead of you after getting out of class.
Yeah, and it gives, you know, the no Friday classes really help the athletes and even kids in all extracurricular activities at Sandburg, because then it gives them 3 days to get their assignments done, their work done. You know, for us, we try to not travel long distances unless it's a Saturday, Sunday, so the kids aren't missing class. You know, that's one thing we always think about when we're doing scheduling. We don't like to go more than 2 hours away during the week.
Ryan Twaddle, head men's basketball coach at Carl Sandburg College. Talk a little bit about the team. What do you have returning this year? Is your fast start, do you have some experience back this year? Are you sophomore heavy this year?
Yeah, we are pretty sophomore heavy.
Okay.
We were 21-8 last year, and we had mostly freshmen playing last year. So we knew that this would be a pretty good season for us. But we're excited at the way that the sophomores have combined with the freshmen this year. We have some really good freshmen that on most years would be starting for us, and they're kind of coming off the bench because our sophomore class is so good.
Yeah, well, and that's another thing you have to understand at coaching at that level, which people may not understand. At least, you know, one, the recruiting, I don't care what level or if a four-year school, but at a four-year school, you're also recruiting a kid's like, okay, he might not be able to help me as a freshman, but when this kid's a sophomore, especially when he's an upperclassman, hoping to have them and more than likely having them for 4 years, you got to find freshmen that can play and help you right off the bat. So it's a whole different ballgame in recruiting.
Yes, and we're going to be in that boat next year where we're going to have freshmen that can come play right away for us. You know, especially if you're going to a junior college, you want to make sure that you're probably going to be playing. That's how you're going to get a possible scholarship to move on. And, you know, whether it be academic or athletically. But you don't want to go to a junior college and sit. You know, you want to make sure you're playing. So that's one thing we try to make sure we do play quite a few kids so they all have opportunities to show. But also, you know, four-year schools want to recruit kids that win. You know, they're not, they're four-year coaches aren't at junior colleges who win 4 or 5 games a year. They want to make sure you know how to win and can play together.
Yeah, that is a big part of it. Ryan Twaddle, head men's basketball coach at Carl Sandburg College. They're 10-2 to start their season. They'll be back in action on Wednesday night. They play host to Lincoln Land, 7:30 tip out at John Lewis Gym. I'm guessing, is that a women's game before that on Wednesday night or not? Or is that
I believe it's just men's game.
Okay, just a men's game on Wednesday night. So you can go check out the Chargers Wednesday night at John Lewis Gym. We'll talk some cool things that have happened. You got a young man on the team out of Dunlap, Cody Bear, and he happens to have a relative who showed up at your home opener. That's a pretty cool thing. And I think I don't care what level it is, because when his sister was playing in high school, he showed up at John Thiel Gym when the Morton girls were playing and watched her play as a current NBA player at that time, and now as a just retired NBA player, Sean Livingston.
Yeah, that was real interesting because our kids went in the locker room at halftime. They're like, there's a big crowd over there. Like, there's a big crowd of people over in the corner of the gym. What's going on? And said, I don't know. We're worried about other things right now, guys. And we go out there, and the kids are in the layup line. They're like, I think that's Sean Livingston over there. And again, I'm still in coach mode. I'm thinking, I'm got my head down. My assistant coach hits me. He's like, no, that is Sean Livingston over there. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, did you know prior to that he was Cody's cousin?
Cody had brought it up just lightly. The guys were talking about it one day, and, you know, just kind of overheard him talking about it. But, you know, I don't like to pry the kids too much on their stuff.
And, right.
But the kids got a huge kick out of it.
So did he come in afterwards in the locker room and talk at all or anything?
No, he took off right before the game ended.
Okay. So, well, that's too bad. Well,
but I think, you know, I think part of it was he was just trying to watch a game and, and didn't want to. You know, he was great with the students. He took tons of pictures and this and that, but it's a little hard. You know, you're there to watch your family play and trying to watch a game.
You know, and I think he was a little bit isolated because Eric Gibson and I had to do the games when our game had gotten done and Morton was playing after us, and we were sitting there and it's like, oh, that's Sean Livingston sitting next to us. And it's like, neither one of us like, you know what, we're not going to bother him because at some point he's going to get inundated. And some of the student fans from across the way, he was up in the south balcony.
Yeah.
Some of the student fans saw him. So he didn't get inundated, but there was a few came up and talked to him, at least at that point. I'm sure when he got out in the hallway, it was worse. But up there, it's like, okay, good for him. He's able to sit and watch his sister play, and nobody's really bothering him too much. But that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of your other personnel, what you've liked that you've seen out of some of your guys so far.
Well, the main thing I like is the hardest thing for junior college coaches is we're basically recruiting a new team every year.
Yeah.
You know, you're replacing almost probably half your kids on a yearly basis. What I really like about this group is we really stress we want five guys playing as one on both ends of the floor. You know, we want to play defense. We have five guys on defense. We want them playing defense as one unit. And the same on offense. We want them to share the ball, to move the ball, to not worry about who's scoring. And, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, we've had a lot of success with the kids buying in, doing those things. And these sophomores have been great at that. They've been they do not care who scores on a night in, night out basis, and that is not common.
No, not at all.
They don't care who gets the glory. They put the team first, and winning is the goal. And that, to me as a coach, that's a great thing to see. But it just as a person to see the maturity level that the kids have, and the relationships they have with one another. To me, that's what makes the team pretty good.
Talk about the Arrowhead Conference, and obviously you guys are going to be in the mix, and how does that stack up this year?
The conference is always difficult as usual. Again, with two Division I schools and a Division II conference, it makes it hard. Highland is probably the favorite right now out of Freeport. Again, them and Sauk Valley are the two Division I schools in our league. They will be up there. We hope that we are going to be right up there with them. You know, we did share the conference title 2 years ago with Highland. We both were 9-1 in the conference. So we're hoping to make another push again this year.
How about when it comes to the region, who are you looking at? Who are the teams? Obviously, you guys are going to be in the mix again, and you don't have to worry about Highland or Sauk when it comes to that.
Yep. Right now, the region is Milwaukee Tech.
Okay.
It's very
they're
good.
In your region.
Yep,
okay.
They're in our region. They made the jump. They were a Division III junior college, and 2 years ago, they made the jump to Division II. They are a very good school. Right now, you know, we just did our region rankings last week for the first time. We were the second-ranked team behind Milwaukee, even ahead of us. You know, South Suburban out of Chicago is ranked ahead of us in the national polls, but in our region poll with the region coaches, we are ranked ahead of them.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
So, you know, the region, this is probably one of the better regions I've seen. This is my 13th year now as a head coach, and this is probably the deepest region I've seen.
Wow, pretty interesting. So it's somebody, whoever gets to the nationals, they're going to earn their way, obviously.
Oh, for sure. You know, our region usually, you know, I always tell people, are we playing the best Division II region in the country? And I think it's not even close. You know, typically before Triton made the jump to Division I, we had two of the top four ranked teams on a normal basis with Triton and South Suburban. And now you see Milwaukee Tech come into the picture. You know, our first win of the season was at Moraine Valley, who's probably the best team in their conference. And also, you know, we play in one of the biggest regions in the country, so it's split in half. Yeah. And Moraine Valley is probably the best team on the other side.
Well, obviously, as you mentioned, the conference Arrowhead is always good, so you see great competition there. But you already played Milwaukee Tech. I mean, so you're playing these teams that you're going to see, which is a good thing. And obviously, you play the better teams, win or lose, it's going to make you a better team, hopefully.
Yeah. No, for sure. You know, we always take the thing, you know, we'll play anybody at anywhere at any time. You know, when we went to the national tournament in 2014, we had the number two strength of schedule in the country. You know, we played 10 games against Division I opponents that year.
Wow.
So, you know, we'll kind of play whoever, whenever.
You know, it's interesting. Ryan Twaddle is the men's head basketball coach at Carl Sandburg College. They've opened with a 10-2 record and playing really well. And, you know, I want to ask you about you play several JV squads from Division III colleges. You got, I know, St. Ambrose coming up, what, this Friday? Is that right?
Yep.
And you've had Knox and Monmouth. What is the. Partly why I'm guessing that they want their kids to get playing time, and that's part of it. But competitively, they don't. I don't know if it's the talent level that's so different, but you're totally different kind of players at a freshman sophomore level at D3 as opposed to what you guys are putting out on the floor.
Yeah, and people don't realize, you know, their JV teams, they can play whoever they want. They just have to simply call it a JV team.
Okay.
So they could actually walk in with their varsity, and as long as they say, hey, this is our JV team, then that's who you play. I love those games for a couple of different reasons. One, the good JV teams are usually better than bad junior college teams, to be honest. The other thing is it gives our kids a chance to play in front of four-year coaches. You know, when you play Monmouth's JV, Coach Skirf says there. You know, he talked to our guys after both times we played him this year. And also the context that he has. You know, he might see some of our kids play and then get the word out, hey, you know, to his friends in the coaching business. So I think playing JV teams helps your kids get recruited. I think that if you're not playing a couple every year, you're kind of doing your kids a disservice because they might not get many chances to play in front of four-year coaches. And the other reason is, you know, they need those games, but also they prepare us for conference because our conference is – I always equate our conference to kind of like the Big Ten. It's kind of very physical, kind of knockdown, drag out. And the JV games are more like that. They're extremely physical. You know, I think when we played Monmouth JV, they started four juniors and a senior. So, you know, it's one thing that really helps our kids with the physicality, and it really gets them prepared for conference. Because a lot of the junior colleges in our region are more, you know, I call it fun and gun. You know, getting up and down, pressing. Our conference isn't really like that. So if you play a lot of teams, you know, we could play, but they won't prepare us for our conference play.
I'm guessing, given the choice, if they ever said, hey, how about if we bring our varsity, you would be fine with that.
Oh, absolutely.
probably not going to happen, but you would love that to happen.
I mean, we typically scrimmage Mama's varsity every year before the season starts. You know, Coach Skirvseth has done a tremendous job over there. And we recruit a lot of the same kids. And, you know, we do hope that our kids, you know, that they're done here, we'll definitely look at Monmouth and maybe go there. It's a great institution, and it keeps the kids close so we can continue to watch them grow, provide them any help that they might need if they stay local and go to school there. But, you know, it's a great program.
Ryan Twaddle, men's head basketball coach, Carl Sandburg College, are off to a 10-2 start Wednesday night. They'll be back in action hosting Lincolnland Community College, and that'll be 7:30 tip-off at John Lewis Gym coming up Wednesday night. Then they'll play again Friday against the St. Ambrose JV. That'll be on the road up in Davenport. Back home actually a week from tomorrow with McHenry, so it's a really, really tough schedule. Highland will be coming to town on January 9th. Put that one on your schedule. That'll be a fun one to watch. So, you know, the great thing, man, you got to be really happy with some of your stats among the national leaders from beyond the arc. You're shooting almost 40%, 39%, eighth in the country. That's impressive. From the free throw line, even more impressive, 75% as a team, third in the nation. And your points allowed per game, you guys are playing some great defense, third in the nation, only giving up a little over 62 points a game. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I'm probably the minority of coaches that believe this. I believe the first thing to a good defense is a good offense in basketball. You know, if you take a bad shot, it's easy to get out in transition for the other team. So when we talk about defense, is the first thing we talk about is our shot selection. We have to make sure we're taking good shots, because if you take a good shot, the chances are higher that it goes in. The other team has to take the ball out of bounds. If they take the ball out of bounds, then you can get your defense set. And these kids have really bought into that. You know, we take good shots. So that helps everything.
You know, Scott Gowan individually, ninth in the nation, over 56% from behind the arc. Nobody's doing that.
No, man. That's gotten lower. He was 65% going into the last two games. So you hate to see a kid slump and his three-point percentage goes from 65 to, you know, mid-50s.
Wow, that is pretty impressive. Brock Bauer-Preece, just under 7 assists a game. Is this a turnover ratio, second in the nation?
Yeah.
And again, you have to have that from a point guard or your guards to be able to be successful.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's done a heck of a job for us, especially he's really grown as the year's gone on. And that's why, you know, again, it's important to play a lot of kids, especially early in the season. They don't get better if they sit. They get better through experience and through playing. And Brock has really done that for us these last 2-3 weeks.
Well, go check out the Carl Sandburg Chargers men's basketball team. They'll be in action again Wednesday night. They'll play host to Lincoln Land. A week from tomorrow, they'll play host to McHenry County. Then the next home game after that, Thursday, January 9th, Highland will be in town. But you got some tough games in between as well on the road. And really impressive 10-2 right now. And hopefully as those wins pile up, we'll see more and more of those votes coming in the poll. And you guys will climb up in there.
We hope so.
All right. Well, so. Ryan, thanks for taking some time with us this morning. Congratulations on the start to the season, and best of luck heading through the rest of the year.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.